We're going to do now our international headlines. First off, French oil giant Total SA says it's far too risky when it comes to Arctic oil drilling. The company's CEO, Christophe Demargerie, told the Financial Times September 26th that energy companies should steer clear of drilling in the Arctic because the environmental risks outweigh the possible economic benefits. Margerie included a scenario of a Greenland spill that would not only damage the environment but a company's image. Last week, Royal Dutch Shell had to scrap drilling in Alaska after a crucial piece of safety equipment broke during testing, yet Exxon, Italy's Eni, and Norway's Statoil have the green light to search for oil in Russia's Arctic waters, while others have confirmed to drill off Greenland. Total's CEO also stressed he doesn't want to be seen as being against Arctic exploration altogether. The company has a few natural gas ventures in the north, including a spot in the Stockman Field in Russia's Barents Sea. In other news, a new report collaborated by 20 developing nations calls on leaders to take giant steps to tackle climate change. Researchers of the humanitarian organization DARA painted a grim picture with their highly graphic paper, including a crashing world economy and a death toll of nearly 100 million people by 2030. They also stressed the products of global warming in 184 countries. They looked at history of wildfires, droughts, desertification, oil spills, pollution, and loss of biodiversity. Some of the main highlights of the report include that major polluting nations are already responsible for 5 million deaths a year. Developing countries will drop 11% of their current GDP by 2030, and large economies like China and the US will see up to a 5% loss of GDP due to these factors by that time as well. And finally, this week, the United Nations celebrated World Tourism Day with sustainability centerpiece of the event. September 27th marked the annual World Tourism Day, which strives to raise international awareness about the importance of tourism and that contributions it can make to economic, political, and social sectors. This year's theme, Tourism and Sustainable Energy, Powering Sustainable Development, pushes to attain goals in 2012 International Year of Sustainability as Sustainable Energy for All. UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon says that tourism is one of the world's biggest economies, which makes environmental sustainability an important role within the sector. Secretary General of the UN World Tourism Organization, Talib Rafi, emphasized that sustainable energy in the tourism sector can also help lower energy poverty by implementing the objectives of the Sustainable Energy for All initiative. This is supposed to ensure universal energy access, improve rates of energy efficiency, and double the share of renewable energy by 2030. Those are your international headlines.